Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Pei Aleph from Masechta Bat Metzia. Some of the topics we're learning about include the Mishnah's halacha of a kulin she'amr tul at shalcha of a havi mois she'mechinam. If the Uman, the craftsman, informed the owner that the work is complete and it should come claim his item and pay, he reverts to the status of a voluntary shomer. However, vice versa, if he said havi mois betul at shalcha, she'mesachar. If the Uman told the owner, first pay me and then you can take your item, the Uman retains the status of a she'mesachar. The discussion regarding gemartiv, if the Uman merely informed the owner that the work was complete but did not also request that the owner take the item, is the Uman considered a she'mechinam or a she'mesachar? The Mishnah's halacha of shamer li ve'esh malach she'mesachar. If two people made an agreement that each one will guard the other's item, they are each considered a shemir sachar on the item because each one benefits that the other will guard his item as well. Shmir bebailam. If a person borrowed someone's item and at that very moment the owner was doing work for him, the shayel is pata me'ainzin geneva v'aveda, because the pasuk states, in ba'olav imo lo yishalom. And if a person became a shemir sachar and at that very moment the owner was doing work for him, the shemir sachar is pata me'gneva v'aveda. There is a machlekes, however, regarding pshia bebailam, whether the she'mechinam would be chayev if he was negligent in guarding the item. The Mishnah's halacha of shamer li ve'amo lehanech lefanai she'mechinam. If a person approached someone in the shuk, the marketplace, and asked him to guard his item, and he responded, "Put the item down before me," he becomes a voluntary shomer. Rav Huna says, however, if amo lehanech lefanecha ein lo she'mechinam lo she'mesachar. If he responded, "Put the item down before you," he does not become a shomer at all. The Gemara's question of Hanach stama mai. If he responded, "Put the item down," but he did not specify lefanai or lefanecha, does it become a shemechinam or not?